I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Thousands of people were left without a home and stranded when last month's earthquake hit Haiti. Panay's Makari was one of those who was lost in the chaos after the disaster struck. Makari is a 16-year-old boy studying in Port-au-Prince. He was desperate to contact his mother in the U.S., but he wasn't able to call her. So he texted the BBC's Creole language radio station. He wrote, "I am homeless. The person responsible for me is dead. My mother is Simone Makari. She is American but cannot help me. The embassy is closed and I am on the street." Panay gave his mother's phone number to the BBC. It turned out to be the wrong number, so the BBC broadcast a message to Panay asking him to try again. The boy heard the message and texted the number again. This time it was correct. And earlier this week, the BBC called Simone Makari to tell her that her son was alive and trying to reach her. Simone Makari joins us from Everett, Massachusetts. Simone, what happened? How did you find out that your son was okay?
My son was looking for me. They called me. They say, "Simone, somebody looking for me." They say, "Simone," they say, "your son looking for you." He say, "Your son life is saved. We see him." I say, "Oh my God, I'm shaky." I was happy. I'm so happy. My son talked to me. He called me yesterday. And this morning, he texted me this morning. I'm so happy.
Simone, the BBC in Haiti found your son and interviewed him. And we're going to play a bit of that interview for you now. It's in Creole, so perhaps you can translate a bit of it for us.
Moi, c'est Panay Makari, comme on se dit là, que maman était inquiète de moi parce que dès qu'on est dit que ça qui était passé, parce que lui-même n'est pas du même côté avec, n'est pas en Haïti. Et puis, quand il a été écrasé, quand il a écrasé tout ça, que qu'on a moins dans la rue.
Simone Makari, can you...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello. What was your son Panay saying right there?
Yes. My son said, "I was looking for him. I can't find him." So he said he listened the radio, BBC. So he called. He gave my phone number. He gave everything. So they tried to call him. And BBC go over there. They take my son, go to... station radio. I'm hear my son's voice.
What was it like to hear his voice?
When I'm listening my son's voice, I think my son talking to me. I'm confused. I say, "Yes, Panay, this is mommy. This is mommy." They no, he's on the tape. Just listen his voice. I just close my eyes. So I'm put my knees on the floor. I say, "I hear my son's voice." So I'm close my eyes. I say, "Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless America. God bless BBC." I'm so happy.
So are you going to be able to go to Haiti? Do you have plans now to get down there?
February 20, I buy my ticket, everything. I'm go there to see my people because I want to go there to cook for my people. Whatever I can give 5 people, 10 people food, I want to go there. I can stay. I can't wait.
So you have a ticket for February 20th?
Yeah, I got ticket already.
Oh, good.
I got ticket.
Will you be bringing Panay back to the U.S.?
That's what I want. I want to bring him there because he was stayed there for school. No school, Haiti. Nothing. And now he still sleep on the street. No school.
He's still living on the street?
Yeah, because... everybody sleep on the street. He's still living on the street, yes.
Has he been able to get enough to eat and to drink?
I don't know. But tomorrow I'm going to get my paycheck tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to send some money to buy something for him. But I can't eat because I don't know if my son eat good. I don't know. God, he knows.
Simone Makari's son, Panay, is in Port-au-Prince. She had not heard from him since the earthquake hit on January 12th. Her son reached out to her through the BBC's Creole Language Service. Simone Makari, thank you for your time and all the best to you and your son.
Thank you. I love you. I pray for you, okay?
And a footnote to that story, the BBC, which co-produces this program, launched its Creole language radio program in the days following the earthquake in Haiti. The program's aim is to provide a lifeline to survivors and to broadcast information about missing people.